Hello, so this is Harley, and there is a request for a femdom ramble. And the reason why, I think it's pretty well known that for the most part I'm submissive. My submissive behaviors, tendencies, have not the extent of other performers, because we all have different experiences. But sometimes when I'm in a particular mood, I get a little dominant, and I have moments where I do not like to be on bottom, and I like to be in charge. And it's not, so this might not be what you're looking for, and I apologize, but I'm just going to talk about my experience with my little moments of not exactly submissiveness. So in my mind, I'm a tomboy, and I have very varying moments of masculinity. I have a lot of masculine ideals, and because of that, when I imagine myself, like, if I have a physical contraption set up to get me off, where I'm like straddling pillows or whatever, I've come up with some weird shit. In my mind, I'm like fucking a girl, and I'm going, like, I'm holding her down, and, or I guess a guy too, whatever, but I'm holding her down, and she's enjoying it, but it's painful, because, like, not overbearingly painful, just enough to, like, barely go on that edge between pleasure and pain, where it's just like, oh my fucking god, that's amazing, but it hurts. And it's like those quick thrusts. So I guess being with my husband, I haven't exactly been able to fuck him, as if I had a cock. Well, I guess that's not entirely true, but we're not gonna talk about that. For one, it's really hard to be dom from bottom, unless you're, like, making them do things. But if I'm in my, like, little mini dom mode, I have to be on top, because I, like, controlling the motions. I like doing the speed that I want to do, which is usually fast. So usually, I'll be on top, and I control his lower body with my hips, because I have pretty strong legs. And I'll hold his hands to either side of his head. And so there's different, when I'm on top and it's like cowgirl style, there's different motions, like, obviously that's obvious, but you can do, like, the general on-top bounciness, which is fun, and I usually, to get off, I do that, but I'm, like, leaning back, and I have a vibrator and everything, but I like leaning forward, and then I slide my body up, so he almost comes out, and then I slam it back. And doing that while holding his wrist down next to his head, is really fucking good. And that's not hard, as in, well, that's, it is, I do it hard, but it's fast. Well, no, it's, sorry, it's not fast. It's slow, and it's, like, quick thrusts is, I guess, how I would explain it. And, see, this is really weird to explain this right now, because I've been, like, submissive mode. So I apologize if this is completely the opposite of what you wanted, and it's, like, not a turn-on, so I'm sorry. But the other thing I like to do is that when we're close to the wall, because we don't have a bed frame, we just have, the box spring and then our mattress on top of it, we have these, like, cinder block, half of our walls are cinder block, and it's painted white, and we'll get close to them, and I'll put my hands above them, and I literally just fuck, like, I'm going really, really fucking fast, and I don't know, it just, I feel powerful, I feel like I'm in charge, and that I can do what I want to do, and he's at my mercy. I can go as fast or as slow as I wanted, and generally when I go fast, and he's getting close, he'll make these, like, little whimpering noises, which I just, they're fucking delicious. Like, they're so just, And I try and go faster and harder because I know he's, like, super sensitive. So I guess for me, I really, really like messing with that sensitivity level, and being the one that does that. I'm causing that. That's mine. You're mine. And no one else's. I do not share well. I am very, very possessive, and, yeah, there's been some moments with other girls who've tried to touch, and speak to my man, and that didn't work out well, for them. So if you're mine, you're mine, and you are no one else's. So I guess I kind of talked myself into a little dumbness there. Another thing that I really like to do, and it's not necessarily when I'm in dom mode, but when I'm, well, that's not true, sort of. I guess in, like, neutral mode, when I'm giving head, I really enjoy giving head, because it's my tease. It's how I'm really good with my mouth and with my tongue and with my lips and just the whole, like, I think that I'm good, and I've heard from others that I'm good, that I like bringing him to that edge where I can hear it, where he's almost about to come, and then I stop and pull away, and now I don't do this for a really long time, because I've had it done to me. I do not like edging. It is not enjoyable, because I'm hard to get off, so if I'm there, I'm there, and I like to get off, because I can. I know that he's different, because, not to be sexist or anything, but he's a dude, so it's gonna happen eventually. Like, it's not super hard. So I'll, like, bring him close a few times, and I love the little whimpers of need that he gives me, and I love hearing it, and it just, I don't know, it flips a little switch in my brain where I just feel so satisfied that I'm doing that. And then after, I've swallowed the cum, because I swallow, it's a lot easier of a cleanup, and I'm pretty sure that's a turn on, so we're just gonna go with that. So the tip is super sensitive, and I love playing with it. I love the little high-pitched noises that he gives, and this is gonna sound super cheesy, but, like, the little, like, predator, girl, woman, whatever in me is just, like, rawr, when that happens. And it's, I don't know, like an evil laugh of some sorts. I know I just giggled, sort of. But it's, I just become very pleased with myself. I guess imagining a cat with cream where it's just like, and, but like sexy and not an animal. So, yeah, those moments of me wanting to be on top and wanting to be in charge and just kind of making him my bitch, sort of, are few and far between, and it makes me sad. But sometimes it happens, and I do know that, with women, it's easier for me to be dominant. But, yeah. I've never been with a submissive woman, but I know that I would be more dominant with women, which is weird. Maybe. I don't know. Anyways, so that's my little ramble. I hope that it was entertaining, and I hope that it was maybe a little bit what you were looking for. I enjoyed it because it was talking. So, anyways, thank you.